In October 2018, I received an email from Luke Safford asking me to be the keynote speaker at the 2019 Southeast Arizona Birding Festival. I was thrilled beyond compare, and for the past 10 months, I've been floating on high with anticipation. Last week was the actual event, and it was even more wonderful than I'd anticipated. I arrived in Tucson on Wednesday, August 7th, about noon. A birder named Jenny McFarland picked me up at the airport, and during our drive, she told me a bit about her work with the southwestern population of yellow-billed cuckoos. When I ran into a group of three loud cuckoos on our first field trip, I, of course, sought out Jenny to tell her all about it. Wednesday evening, I got to meet lots more people from Tucson and beyond at the social hour, and then I went to bed early so I could be up for my morning field trip to Walker Canyon, an infrequently birded area very close to Nogales and the Mexican border. I was ostensibly a field trip co-leader, but since I live in Minnesota and have birded this area of Arizona only four times before, I was actually just along for color commentary. Our real leader was Tim Helencharis, who loves birding in out-of-the-way places few other birders check out. We were hoping for a lot of Mexican specialties, and the trip did not disappoint. I got my first photos of an elegant trogon ever when a female posed not too terribly far away. I also got a great look at a varied bunting flying by too quickly for me to photograph, but did take a few photos of a young gray hawk. The next day, Friday, my group headed for the famous Madera Canyon, one of the most popular birding canyons in the state. We started out trying to get some lowland desert sparrows like rufous-winged, black-throated, cassins, and botteries. My ears are not what they used to be, but I did manage to hear the cassins and botteries both. A varied bunting was more cooperative, singing persistently from an exposed perch. We weren't very close, but I did get some marginal recordings and photos, which was thrilling because I've seen this gorgeous desert species only once before in my life. When we got up to the Madera Canyon picnic ground, we had good views and photo ops of a male elegant trogon, and I got photos of a second in the trees behind the Santa Rita Lodge feeding station. That's also where I got lots of photos of broad-billed hummingbirds and a few photos of one Rivoli's hummingbird. That night, we took a field trip back to Madera for some owling. Sunday was my final field trip, this time up Mount Lemmon to the town called Summer Haven at such an elevation that it's cool up there even when Tucson is over 100 degrees. We had some excellent warblers, Virginia's Hermit, Olive, and Red-Faced Warbler, and Painted Redstart. Broad-tailed hummingbirds dominated at this feeding station. We also had some very quick looks at what is now called the Blue-Throated Mountain Gem. My total for the 4 days of birding was 90 species of birds, along with some really cool other animals. Festivals are a great initiation into a new area for learning the ins and outs of some of the best birding spots. Meeting great people, spending time in the field with experienced leaders, and spending time at festival headquarters learning about important conservation efforts to ensure that all the wonderful wildlife of that region will continue to thrive well into the future are the kinds of advantages a good birding festival provides. It was so inspirational that now I'm planning a road trip back there with Russ for next April. Then I can do the kind of low-key, independent birding I also love, spending the kind of quality time watching, recording, and photographing individual birds that the logistics of festival field trips simply don't allow. Attending birding festivals and getting out on my own are both wonderful in their own ways, and I love living in the best of both worlds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.